B'tachan for life, Shir 1241, Tuesday, Parshas Bahala Yischa. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously as a schus for Hatzlocha with a child. The schus of Limon HaTeir and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezer Hashem send them Bracha and Hatzlocha with all of their children. We go back to what we were discussing previously about a week and a half ago. We were in the middle of the Drush Be'inyan HaKivoy of the Ramchal, because we are in the level of Tikva in the 10 levels that the Chavis HaVavis brings at the end of Shara B'tachin. And the level of Tikva, we explain, means to hope, specifically to hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua and for nobody else's Yeshua, and to never give up hope, even if the situation seems hopeless. And the Ramchal continues in his discussion that an individual that has tikva has what he calls bitachin emes, has the true reliance. He's relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he will be'ezer Hashem see the Yeshua. And then he adds a very interesting thing. He says, v'chol ha-mekave, anybody that has tikva, tfilosai oile b'li emtsoi, his tefillah will go up to the Ribbono Shel Olam without any middleman. Loi al yedei malach. He will not need a malach to bring up his tefillah to Shemayim. Now this is something very interesting, because we generally keep bitachin and tefillah separate. Like we explained many times, it's two different ways to approach the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bitachin is you're relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give what you want. Tefillah, you're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam for what you need. Two different ways to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you want to put it in simple terms, the easy way to understand it is tefillah is like an eved approaching a melech, and bitachin is like a ben approaching his father. Yes, there's bitachin from an aspect of melech too, and there's tefillah from an aspect of av too, but generally speaking, the mahalach of tefillah that we have is approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a king. And the mahalach of betachin is approaching the Ribbono Shel Olam like a son would approach his father. Just like the son relies on his father to give him what he needs and even what he wants when he relies on his father, so too that's what betachin is. It's like a ben relying on the father. But here we see from the Ramchal that we can mix the two. When a person has bitachin, it influences the power of his tefillin. It's very important to understand this. Because even if we are not on the highest levels of bitachin, we all want that our tefillah should go up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We all want that our tefillah should be heard. And the Ramchal is telling us that a person that lives with bitachin, lishuascha kivisi Hashem, a person that works on their tikva, even if you don't perfect it, but you work on it, you try to hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua, you transform your pathway of tefillah that you have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You don't need any middleman to bring up your tefillahs. It goes up directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will be'ezer Hashem elaborate further.